Hello again and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Oh, baby, sick.
This is my raspy, sexy voice.
Yeah, I made a certain someone sick.
Yeah, you knew you were going to. You even said that on the last podcast.
Well, you didn't have to share my water bottle. We have two different water bottles. Mine is full of germs and gross shit. And yours was perfectly untainted.
That's how I got it. I don't remember drinking it when you were sick.
I think you may have. Let's see.
I think it's inevitable, no matter what.
Anyways, 206-208-3918 is the number for voicemail. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. tiptaptip.com/forum is the place you can hang out with the other listeners, talk amongst yourselves. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend I went to a podcast meetup thing on Saturday.
I was too sick to go.
Rochelle was too sick to go.
Apparently I would have been the only girl there, right?
Apparently, I was talking to Daryl from Atomic Suburbia, and he said that there is another girl who shows up quite often, but she just didn't happen to be at that meeting. Anyways, I take it all back. I was talking shit before, and I went there. I was expecting a bunch of complete nerds. And while we did talk tech, there actually are human beings who show up for these things.
But you're a complete nerd.
We also have to realize that while people were also talking tech, they were also talking about podcasts that they actually liked. Because, you know, while the people there are podcast producers, they are also podcast listeners as well, too. So
yeah,
everybody was kind of talking about their favorite podcasts and favorite episodes. Not out of the fucking woods yet, Eric.
Yeah, I'm going to give it right back to you.
But the... The point I was trying to make is I think my apprehension that I had on a previous episode was due to a couple of meetup type things that I'd done in Vancouver, not necessarily podcast related, but
that Mac group.
No, this is even worse. I actually.
Oh no. A PC.
There's two different times. One time, possibly the sort of eerie, creepy, nerdiest was the Mozilla 1.0 release party. Now, this is...
What's that?
Just ignore what I'm saying, because this is really sort of tech talk. So just sort of look at the cat for the next minute or so.
Okay.
Mozilla is the browser which predated Firefox, and there was a 1.0 release party, I think in like 2002 or 2003. You know, I had shown up there... with a few friends of mine, and oh, hi. All right. Kat's not going to talk in the microphone. Be nice.
I'm trying to get Kitty to say hi.
Hi, Kitty. And showing up there, and it was just a bunch of Linux nerds, which are the weirdest.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video of Linux people.
Yeah. So I thought it was appropriate that and then they broke out spontaneously into the free software song, which is a song that Richard Stallman, the sort of the guru of the free software movement, came up with, and it's all about free software. Now, Rochelle, picture this if you will. This guy's about to sing a song, but picture about four or five nerds sitting around a table spontaneously breaking out into this song.
Un ritmo de siete compases.
Oh, song's not starting yet, but...
Les parece un poco confuso. No es un error.
This is Richard Stallman.
Who's that?
He's a tech guy.
Wow, he's got really nasty hair.
And a big beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Por ejemplo, este ritmo. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free hackers. You'll be free.
Okay, man.
This is so bad.
Imagine like this song spontaneously breaking out.
Oh. It's amongst like, hippie.
Amongst like a table of like a bunch of Linux nerds.
Yeah, I know. I got that part already. Right.
And they're all singing this song, like a big drinking song.
Okay, make it go.
All right, make it go.
Join us now and share the software. You'll be free
hackers.
You'll be free. Hoarders can get piles of money. That is true. Hackers, that is true. But they cannot help their neighbors. That's not good. Hackers, that's not good. When we have enough free software at our call, hackers at our...
You can tell me to stop anytime.
This is so... Like, how long does it go on for?
It's a little bit more. You could do it.
Okay.
Call. We'll kick out those dirty licenses evermore. Hackers evermore. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free. Hackers, you'll be free. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free. Hackers, you'll be free.
All right. Needless to say...
So, I'm assuming that they didn't get an actual musician to make that song, because
no, like the original version is him just singing it a cappella.
It's bad. It's really bad. Like, the words don't even work.
And share the software. All right. But needless to say, the podcast meetup was decidedly a little bit better than that.
Yeah, you can tell that that guy probably never even leaves his room with his computer because he looks so ungroomed.
He was keeping the beat on a fucking IBM ThinkPad. Like, seriously. Anyways,
get a life, get a life.
Anyways, the podcast thing was all right. If you want to...
That's my song for them.
What?
Get a life.
Get a life, get a life, get a life. If you want to learn more about that stuff, go to podcalgary.org, and you'll see us there on the directory where we are listed as entirely not safe for work because of our life. Funk on shit. Fuck on shit. What?
It says that on
there? Because...
There's a rating?
Not family friendly. We fucked up.
Oh, that's funny. All that's right. What someone told me, though, that we do say the F word a lot. Okay. Sorry.
Fuckity, fuckity. Shh. Oh, sorry. speaking of not family friendly, lewd vandal leaves greasy imprints on Nebraska town. Boy, how many people here with their busiest vandal would find another way... Boy, how people here wish their busiest vandal would find another way to make his mark. Beginning more than a year ago, some man has been skipping from one business to another at night, pressing his naked behind, sometimes his groin, sometimes both, on windows. Store owners, church workers, and school janitors have had to wash lotion and petroleum jelly off the windows. So what he does is he greases up so it leaves a good old mark.
That's so funny.
This is the weirdest case I've ever seen, said Police Chief Ben McBride. Yeah, no shit. some residents of Valentine, a town of about 2,650 people, obviously it's one, figure it out, find some humor in the strange vandalism and have taken to calling the perpetrator the butt bandit. but they also can't help but cringe when finding his marks. We're completely grossed out, said Callie Kiblebla. Who works in a downtown building. One day I walked into the office and an employee said, "Oh my God, we've been struck!" The police chief is far from amused. "It's not funny," McBride said. "We're worried about the next step." All right.
The thing is, like, it's not really that bad because it's not like it's permanent, right?
No, it's just like,
you can just wash it off. It's gross and it's dirty, but it's
you don't want to be the guy washing it off.
Yeah.
But it can be washed off.
Yeah.
All right. It started in about spring 2007 when the window of a Methodist church was greased with an imprint. Not nice, guy. McBride figured it was a high school prank, but then the church kept getting hit even after police staked it out. Well, this guy's like a fucking ninja.
Yeah.
A fucking ass.
Well, all you gotta do is like whip it down, push it against the window real quick, and pull it back up. All
right, I'm done.
Yeah.
The bandits struck business after business, window after window last summer. Then he, and maybe McBride said, copycat vandals stopped all over the fall and winter. People said he was done, McBride said. Then he started back up this summer. During one particularly brazen session, virtually all the windows at a local hotel were imprinted. McBride said no one has reported seeing the vandal in action. Only one clue is a blurry picture of him caught by a surveillance camera at the middle school last year. The man was 6 foot high or slightly taller and slender. He's dark complexion, and McBride said the man's dark hair was styled in a 1980s feathered look. Right, well, nice. In a town of 2,650, I'm sure you could sort that out. Come on.
Yeah. Although a lot of, like, those small towns in the States, people are, like, everybody's stuck in the 80s. Especially women. They all still have permed hair and big bangs and bleached out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valentine, in remote north central Nebraska, promotes itself as the Heart City. Downtown sidewalks are painted with hearts, and locals encourage people from around the country to send their Valentine's Day cards for the local post office so they can be mailed out with the word Valentine stamped on them. This is not normal behavior for Valentine, Cherry County Attorney Eric Scott said. It's not funny or something people want to be exposed to.
You know what's funny, though, is like a butt kind of looks like a heart.
Mmm. There you go.
Yeah, that's why they're doing
maybe
it.
Maybe he's just trying to show a little bit of civic spirit.
Yeah.
And people are just giving this guy a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Man, can't catch a break anywhere.
No. Oh, yeah. He's just trying to help.
Vincent Gallo. We've talked about him in the past. Got a wee bit upset.
About what?
Oh, well, of course. Well, wouldn't you get upset? So said our videographer, Liz Glover. Liz Glover has a certain history with Vincent Gallo, and though things began civilly enough, things degenerated when, all in good fun, Liz made a crack about Gallo's leather jacket, asking if it was in fact pleather, with a P. Let the record reflect that we are in no way insinuating that Vincent Gallo would wear a pleather jacket. Quite the opposite, in fact. Nevertheless, the jibe inspired Gallo's ire. If you print this, I will track you down and make you wish you had never been born. Oh, it's on video. This video picks up right after the comment about the pleather had been made. So this is actually just Vincent Gallo's reaction to the comment.
Okay.
You had to be mean. You couldn't help yourself.
It's funny.
Then you wonder why.
You know what?
Then you wonder why.
It's comedy.
Then you wonder why. Then you wonder why. I'm the man.
You're not the man. Okay, listen. I will cut that.
If you print it, I'll track you down and I'll make you wish you were never born.
I'm the daughter of a Green Beret.
In his defense, it is a pretty fucking sweet leather jacket.
It is, yeah.
I'd be pissed off if somebody called it pleather too. I'd probably...
Well, can't keep on playing it. What else?
I'm scared.
I know 26 different ways.
That was mean. That was mean.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean this.
Mean.
That was mean. Uh-huh. That was mean. It's a nice jacket.
You know what, though? In her defense, some people, I mean, I don't think Vincent Gallo would be this type of person, but some people actually prefer to buy pleather stuff because it's vegan.
Yeah, but she should also know who she's dealing with, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Vincent Gallo has not been one for knowing how to fucking take a joke. And he's also not, as far as I know, he's not a vegetarian or vegan. Somebody like Pamela Anderson, of course, would be.
Would be.
Rochelle, sorry, phone off phone. And answer the
phone. Such a pretty little melody. Anyway, no, I mean, I think that girl's stupid for saying that.
Yeah.
Stupid. Really stupid. Because in all of his movies that he's in, he always wears like a really nice leather jacket. And they're all vintage, too.
Or they're all like new with a vintage feel. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
And he probably, the biggest difference between a pleather jacket and a leather jacket is price range, right? So she's basically saying to him that his leather jacket looks cheap.
Yeah. Fuck her. Bitch.
I'd be pissed off if somebody said that my leather boots look like they were pleather.
Oh, you'd
be pissed off.
You kick them in the whatever with the pleather with the leather.
The leather, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, leather smells so good.
Not only that, pleather doesn't breathe.
No,
like it's you know, if you were wearing a pleather jacket, you'd be stinking up the fucking joint. Swearing again.
That's like when I used to when I couldn't afford real leather boots when I was going to ACAD. To art school, I got those pleather ones.
Bad news.
Oh, man.
Bad news.
It was so bad. I mean, if people invited me over to their house or to their
keep
apartment,
the boots on.
I'd be like, no, trust me, you want me to keep my boots on, I promise you. Because it was bad. Yeah. Stinky, stinky feet.
Bad news.
Yes. Ew.
You have a list? Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah, because I just want to go along with the whole like business ideas thing.
Oh yeah, we had talked about that last episode where I had where we came to the conclusion that recycling is best either handled by cybernetic monkeys or the homeless with robot arms.
Yeah.
Whoops. All right. Infotiptoptip.com.
This is my my business idea that I thought of because of a situation that I had where I could not find any help from a business.
Okay.
And so this idea is that, but the thing is, it's kind of, okay, I'll just say it, but it's basically.
Throw it out there.
It's kind of, I think it already exists, but it's not legal.
All right. Okay, I like where this is headed.
Okay, so a company that will send a message to people who are pissing you off or who've done you wrong.
I've heard of such companies. Like they act as kind of like a they'll act as like a sort of an anonymous third party that says somebody doesn't like you or something like that or
yeah, something like that. Like I know that the one thing that you had showed me a long time ago was glitter mail. Where
oh no, yeah, glitter revenge.
Glitter revenge, because that would be kind of good. But it's so something like that, but
like
not nice and funny at all.
So like a turd in a box mail.
Yeah,
that's business idea. I'm trying to think if there has been such a company that does that. You actually send somebody you don't like a turd. So maybe I'm getting
that's just from that John Waters movie.
Yeah, I'm getting that confused with maybe Pink Flamingos where a divine guy turned the mail and then that just set her completely
So off. I think that there should be a company that will do stuff like that for you.
All right.
So either mail something, like a turd in the box.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff, like I think it would have to be legal-ish. sort of stuff so that and have it so that it can't be tracked to the person who is trying to send the message. So it has to be all confidential.
Nice.
You know? And I'm pretty sure that the Hells Angels would do something like this.
Oh, no. Are you bringing them into this?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, something like this already exists, but it's not legal.
Oh, I don't want to be bringing no bikers into this.
No. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it should be somebody who. So it is, like, somewhat legal.
Okay.
You know, like, get someone to egg somebody's house or. You know? stuff like
that. Were you having a bad day or what?
Well, no, this is after, you know, what happened with my salon, with a fire.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, are we, is that completely done?
Yeah.
All right, so first we're like clear. 100%.
Yeah, we're totally in the clear now.
All right,
but,
so
there was some person who pissed me off, and I really wanted something to happen, but the police didn't do anything.
Okay.
And the and stuff like that. So
talk to me after the show. I'll sort that shit out. Give me all the contact information. It's hush, hush. No one's going to die.
No. But anyway, so I think there should be a company that does that, because that would be awesome. There's probably so many people, like, say, even if you had a, what's it called, with a person who you really don't, like, your nemesis?
Arch enemy,
yeah. You could have this company send your arch enemy stuff all the time, like, on a, like, regular basis.
I got a better idea. How about you go to places, you get some lotion or some, and then you grease up your butt and you make imprints, you make hearts.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to do that, but I'll pay someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my business idea for today.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. If you've got good ideas, actually, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a thread on our topic on our forum called
That's a good idea.
Business ideas. That would be totally awesome if I was more inspired to do something rather than podcasting.
Yeah.
All right.
But and the way that I come up with most of my business ideas are, when you want to do something but you don't know where to find somebody to do it.
So it's kind of like an A-team type thing, right?
A what?
Like the A-team. If you need some help and if you need some help, if there's no one you can trust, you can't find some guys, you can always call the A-team. Or I don't know how it fucking goes. Somebody fix me up. Fuck.
But those are superheroes.
No, they're not. They're just like four ex-Vietnam vets. But they just know how they...
Well, I don't know that. I don't...
No, but their skills are that they're really handy as mechanics. So they can, like my favorite part of the show, and anybody who's watched the show can attest to this, is when they take some old shit box and then they hauled into the garage and just like all four of them are just getting mechanical on its ass and just turning this into a fucking armored fuck you machine.
What's the A team?
Oh. Next topic. All right. I go on this big spiel. I'm like, really? What's the A team? Is that kind of like Knight Rider? Oh, fuck.
I remember Knight Rider.
All right.
You know what? I just want to say something else. So I was at Tim Hortons, and I don't usually go to Tim Hortons, but I just, you know, I was biking past it, and I was craving a coffee. So I went in there, and I just got a small coffee, and then I thought, you know, I'll drink that, and then when I was finished, I was like, oh, you know what? I should have gotten a larger coffee because I was, you know, really wanting some more coffee. So I went up and I asked if I could get a refill, which, and they don't do that there. But I still have my old cup and I wanted just for them to fill that up with more coffee, but they wouldn't actually do that for me. They had to give me a brand new cup, and which is so weird because, you know, with everybody being so concerned about recycling, why wouldn't they do that?
Tim Hortons doesn't care about the environment.
No, they don't. And then instead of giving me just one cup, they actually doubled up the other cup. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what this? You know what that sound is? That's the sound of Tim Hortons pissing on Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just the people that were working at that one Tim Hortons, but I just thought that was really weird. And then they look at you weird. Like, why would you want to use the same cup when you can get a brand new cup? Why would I want to get a brand new cup? It doesn't make any sense. People are weird.
Fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Baby heels.
There she goes.
Little Olivia can't even walk yet, she's already taking her first steps towards becoming a fashionista. She's a model for some tiny crib shoes that could very well be this.
Baby heels.
Ew. What the hell?
Because you're never young enough to be in a set of heels.
That is so wrong. That's totally going to fuck that kid's feet up.
Oh, but that kid's legs will look fabulous.
Smallest stilettos ever.
Oh, yeah, it draws attention. People see them and they're like, those are hilarious.
The shoes are the brainchild of Britta Bacon, who thought up the idea and the brand name Hilarious on her daughter's fourth birthday.
That's kind of all I could think about at her birthday party, and came home and registered the website and called Hayden.
Hayden Porter is Britta's childhood friend, her current partner, and an admitted high heel addict.
I wish I had an adult version for when I'm, you know, put on all my Sex and the City reruns and I can just sit back on the couch and be in, you know, the most comfortable shoes ever.
The shoes are...
Do people who watch Sex and the City, are they generally that obsessed about shoes?
Well,
Yeah. Is it because of the show, or are they attracted to the show because they like shoes?
Probably a little bit of both.
Some sort of ways. Like a vicious circle. Yes. Yeah. Baby heels.
Only made for infants up to 6 months old, and the heel is squishy for safety reasons. The women sold their first pair just 14 weeks ago, and since then have sent orders all over the East Coast and Europe. The women admit some have criticized them, saying heels, even fake ones, are inappropriate for babies. But they insist it's all meant to be in good fun.
Fashion, fun, just... Mm-hmm. Creating an experience, a keepsake.
To get the word out about their new product, the women have been sending these shoes to celebrities who've just had baby girls. And they also are getting ready these boxes to the Emmys, where they're going to be included in gift bags for nominees. With six styles of shoes now gaining traction, the women say they may try to tackle boy shoes next, although they're coy on what they'll look like.
You just never know.
In Bellevue, Deborah Feldman, King 5 News.
The news.
You know, I would think that, I mean, the heels, like our viewers can't see, but the heels are kind of squishy. They're not
solid
heels. But, you know, if that little kid is going to try and take her first steps, and there's this stupid squishy thing.
Yeah, because it's not
she can't really stand on it.
Because even with the squishy thing, it's still not... completely flat because the heel collapses, but you still have
like
a state of an arch.
She's not going to be able to walk in those.
Yep.
What's the point? I don't get it.
Because they're fucking hilarious. .com.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, but...
Why do people, like adults, impose their things on little kids? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
You know what's a really good idea?
What?
If they actually had these shoes so that your feet would be really tiny and then they would never grow.
That's such
a great idea.
Yeah, they tried that in China for like hundreds and hundreds of years.
It's a really good idea. Makes your feet really pretty and they never get really big.
Yeah, because you're...
Yeah. And I mean, you can't really walk on your feet when you're older, but that's okay.
Whatever, you just lie down and stretch out your pretty little feet and look fucking awesome. Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry, I fucked stuff up.
Anyway, that's just what that reminds me of. Even though it's not actually...
That would be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. Oh, I was just waiting to do that. Sorry, that's why I stretched out the... Trying to find that fucker. All right, close call for a man sleeping in a Calgary downtown dumpster. This is actually kind of scary. A man who had been sleeping in a recycling dumpster escaped death Thursday, this is last Thursday, when his screams alerted a driver who had just emptied a bin into a compacting truck. So you know those big, scary garbage trucks, and they smush the garbage?
Yeah.
Well, Buddy was having a garbage nap in the dumpster. Garbage truck came up, dumped him with the garbage into the garbage truck, and started compacting it.
Whoa.
Then they heard the screams and were like, oh shit.
I can't believe they actually heard the screams because those trucks are really loud.
It's a really fucking, yeah.
Holy shit, that would be like a nasty way to go.
That would be the worst way to go.
Ugh.
Last Thursday, Calgary. The man, likely homeless, I'm saying probably, was sleeping in a bin, either homeless or drunk. Pardon me. Filled with cardboard at 1st Ave and 6th Street Southwest. So, doing the math, mapping in my head, 1st and 6th, that's right by... that's kind of near Chinatown, I guess. on the way to Chinatown. When it was dumped into the back of a truck on its regular route, said the fire department, the truck then drove away. The driver said he was between recycling pickups when he started the compactor and heard someone screaming. He stopped the truck immediately. Holy shit. I pull over, see him inside, and tell him just to stay there. I'm going to call 911, he told CBC News. Rescuers had to free the man by lowering three firefighters and a stretcher into the truck from an aerial ladder truck. So they had this big truck, like the big ladder truck stretched over it, and guys just kind of lowered themselves in and got the guy. They then hauled the man back out once he was strapped to a stretcher. The poor fellow, as he's being lifted out, he wasn't moving. He looked in pretty bad shape. Yeah, he's also a lot shorter than when he was first let into that truck. Oh.
That was bad.
Right. I don't have any bad sound effects, but I'll make a point of getting that for next episode so I can play to death. The man was taken to hospital with two broken legs and a broken pelvis.
Oh, so he did actually start getting squished then. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah. He could have been crushed to death. Yes, so he's very, very fortunate to make it out. You know, I wonder, how many guys have been crushed to death? Because you just don't know. Like, this stuff goes to the dump, right?
Yeah.
You know, they squish it, and then I imagine it just goes to the dump.
I know, but if he's in a cardboard recycle thing, they'd be able to tell that there was human remains in there.
Oh, it's a recycling pickups. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. if it was like a garbage truck,
then yeah, it'd be a seagull feed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's so gross? I saw a dead squirrel on the road today. When I was biking, squished.
It's flattened?
It wasn't. The gross thing is, it wasn't totally flat. It was just guts. It was like freshly squished.
Ew.
Yeah, it's so gross. Mm. I hate those squirrels.
The black ones?
Yeah, they're just like big rats.
Yeah, those guys are awful. I hate them. I like the brown squirrels better.
Do you know that those ones are actually not from Calgary?
The black ones?
Yeah. Someone told me that they're from, they were brought into the Calgary Zoo. I don't know where they're from. And then they decided to release them into the community because they are able to survive in Calgary weather. Because in Edmonton, they don't actually have the black squirrels. They just have the brown ones.
I like the brown ones. They look better.
Yeah, but the black ones, because they're bigger, are totally taken over. Like, the brown ones are all gone now.
I hate, like, the black ones are shitty. They're, like, missing patches of hair. They look gross.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're...
They look like rats.
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah.
All right. Squish.
Thank you, Calgary Zoo. You're awesome.
He said almost every driver who's worked downtown in the Beltline or Kensington communities has come across someone sleeping in a waste bin, but no one usually gets hurt. The bins are usually locked to prevent someone from sleeping inside, but the locks are often broken, said some guy. Yeah. Bad news for a sleeping homeless guy.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I still have to say that I'm jealous of homeless people.
You're jealous of homeless people? Why?
Because they're always sitting in parks, enjoying the sun, and they have like nice bikes because they just steal them, and then I have to go to work, and they're just sitting there. And then when I come home from work, they're still just sitting there, just enjoying the sun and hanging out.
So what you're saying is you want to be homeless? I think we covered this, didn't we?
I know, and it's just like, I biked through the park again today, and it's like all the people who are hanging out in the park are just all these homeless people, and they have nice bikes. It's just not fair. Yeah,
if you want, I can kick your ass out of this apartment after the show, and you can enjoy the park. It's right over there.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't want to hang out with them, though.
That's right. Get the fuck out of here. No, now. Whatever. No, not now. We still have to do a show. Come on.
Just saying.
This is an odd story. I'm not going to set it up because it's just weird.
30. At our top story, a 33-year-old woman accused of posing As a high school student, Wendy Brown enrolled at Ashwaubenon High using her daughter's identity.
The daughter actually lived...
Mother of the year, right there.
Wow.
Yep.
Lives in another state. Owen Jensen from our sister station in Green Bay.
So the daughter lives in another state. Supermom used her ID and went to school because I guess she was bored or whatever. Anyways.
The daughter actually lives in another state. Owen Jensen from our sister station in Green Bay has the story new at 4:30.
Tonight, a mugshot of Wendy Brown. Ashwaubenon police say she enrolled as a student at Ashwaubenon High using the identity of her own 15-year-old daughter.
That's a crazy name. Ashwaubenon.
Let's see if you can pronounce it.
Ashwaubenon.
A tradition of excellence and opportunity. Even for 33-year-olds.
Identity of her own 15-year-old daughter who lives in another...
Okay. Okay,
so
Matt.
She's 33 and she's trying to pose as a 15-year-old.
All right, so
she has. Sorry, unless you can afford.
So she had her daughter when she was 18. Young, but not.
So, you know what? Okay, my guess is, before the story continues, is that she probably did not finish her high school education and she wanted to go back to high school without having to pay for it.
Whatever. If Adam Sandler can go back and finish his high school movie in that movie.
Exactly.
Everybody should have a chance.
What's that other movie with that your friend Neil got us to watch? That female comedian, and she went back to high school to finish.
Strangers with Candy.
Yeah, yeah. She did the same thing. There's lots of movies where people go back to high school.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
Of her own 15-year-old daughter who lives in another state. If the allegations are true, the 33-year-old Brown may have very well been sitting in class next to these real students. We show this group her picture.
I've never seen her in the school.
But the fact Brown may have been hitting the books right along with them.
Really strange that a mom would want to, like, come to high school.
That's kind of creepy.
And this parent just wants to know...
What is she doing posing as a teenager?
Turns out Brown actually lives in an apartment complex right across the street from the high school. And we spoke with a man tonight claiming to be her husband who told us off camera that he knew his wife was coming to school here since the beginning of the school year. But he thought...
And he did nothing? He did nothing because he's...
Knew his wife was coming to school here since the beginning of the school year. But he thought that she was actually working for the police in an undercover role.
21 fucking Jump Street.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's 21 Jump Street. Fuck.
Working for the police in an undercover role. The husband also told us that his wife got the undercover job while responding to a newspaper ad. At least that's what he believed until now. And tonight she's in jail. And students can't believe they may have had a classmate old enough to be their mom.
It's just kind of weird.
Weird.
Well, what would she go to jail with?
Why would she? I'm wondering, yeah, what would
like,
be
what
the...
What would the charge
be? What would the actual charge be? I don't know.
Identity theft?
I guess it's probably it. Because it was her daughter's ID, but...
Yeah.
Falsely impersonating an officer for what her husband was.
I can't believe her husband would believe that.
Try to do some like 21 Jump Street stuff on that. Holy shit!
I think it's kind of funny.
What?
That she would do that.
Well, what's so funny about it? Like, you know, like, well, maybe she didn't finish high school.
Well, because, like, say for instance, when we were watching that movie Strangers with Candy, like, I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, but that's there's a difference between that and you know, like a comedy movie and some.
I honestly think the reason why she was doing it, and they didn't really say very much in this story, like why would she do that? I think it's because she wanted a free education. But right. The thing is, even if she did finish it with her daughter's
identification,
it wouldn't be official because it's not.
Maybe for her own sort of personal satisfaction. I did it!
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah! Good for me.
Yeah.
I win.
I wonder how expensive it is to finish your high school education.
I don't know.
There should probably be government programs for that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of government thing.
Although the states usually sucks for stuff. I'm not going to say anything more because I don't know enough to say anything.
And... could you do me a favor, baby, and you just quickly turn on the lights?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks! Alright, I'll read the abridged version of this story. Last Stand and Tree Sitters Surrender. Alright. The last remaining protesters living in trees at UC Berkeley descended from their perch Tuesday, ending a 21-month, that's almost 2 years, occupation in a campus grove, stopping construction of a new sports center. So these hippies were in trees for almost 2 years, trying to stop construction of a sports center, because
they... Why don't they just plant new trees?
You're missing the point, baby.
Oh, okay.
Because... Because, you know, knocking down that tree, taking one tree away is more important than building a sports center for everybody to enjoy. Anyways.
I think, okay, this will be another business idea, is that people randomly plant trees everywhere.
Just do it.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Don't tell anybody. There's a tree.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a business idea, what would you get out of it, though? Like, if you do, who's gonna?
It's just sneaky. It's fun.
Yeah, but how are you gonna get paid?
Yeah, that part and shit. I know you can get like some old hippie person who's really rich to like fund it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it would be a non-profit funded organization from old hippies.
He knows.
Seriously, those people like will totally give money.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right. The tree sitters said they agreed to come down on the condition that the University of California create a land use committee that will include input from students and residents into the school's future land decisions. But a spokesman said there is no such deal made, and the university made no plans for the committee. So I guess school officials had said they were prepared to forcibly remove the activists, probably by just cutting down the fucking tree. And had constructed scaffolding around the tree to mount the effort. So they were, like, I guess they were like way, there must have been this big tree, and they must have been like way, way up there.
Yeah.
So they started building scaffolding. These guys in the trees said, oh, I guess they mean business. They really want us out of here. And then they came down. As the scaffolding took shape, protesters indicated they were willing to descend. Okay.
After 2 years, though.
21 months. It's like a year and 9 months in a tree.
Wow. You'd be pretty stinky.
Yeah.
They probably took shifts, though.
Well...
Like, you can't permanently live in a tree.
Yeah, where you gonna, you go to the bathroom in there, you're going to go poop in the tree.
Anyways. Yeah.
The protests began in late 2006 in an effort to prevent the school from clearing a grove to make room for the new sports center. That's, you know, that's I find that kind of self-centered. Because they no, who... The reason I'm saying that is because who's to say that more people than them actually want a sports center, right? You know, if we're talking, you know, democratically, right? Like, you know, I'm guessing.
Well, okay, it's different. It's different if they're in the middle of nowhere in BC.
No, this is on
this,
the.
But this is like in a city.
No, this is on a campus, a university campus.
Yeah, that's kind of silly.
So, like, I think they're being incredibly self-centered.
Yeah.
Like, you know, saying that their own personal view of what they need is more important than the actual people who can make use of the sports center, which I'm guessing outnumber any sort of protesters in terms of...
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Although it would be nice on a campus to have
kind but of you
like,
know
a,
what,
like a treed sort of area...
You know, but what I would have done had I been the, had I been,
negotiating or something?
Negotiating and say, okay, here's the deal. As a goodwill gesture, you know, we're going to cut down this tree one way or another, but
we will,
also plant like 100 trees, elsewhere.
Yeah.
Within like, you know, or 1,000 or whatever, right? Cause you know, just.
Because I do like I do think that what would make a city more beautiful is to have more trees in the city.
Yeah, within, like...
And also, to have, like, you know, like, for some reason, the city made a whole bunch of flower beds, but then there's never any flowers in them.
Yeah.
There's just cigarette butts and weeds.
Yummers.
I don't really understand that. Why would they make these cement permanent flower beds and then not even have flowers in them?
Yeah. The cannabis...
Why? I don't understand.
I don't understand, baby.
It's frustrating.
See, even says here, the campus had promised to plant 3 new trees for every 1 cut.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's good.
Campus football... It says, it's exciting. Campus football players didn't hear the trees were coming down until they were on their way back from a 66-3 win at Washington State on Saturday. It's exciting, said linebacker Zach Follett. We've been dealing with this nuisance for so long. We've had to drive around, no parking, and finally things are starting to get going. I think it's going to move this program to the next level. They've been telling me for the past 4 years I was going to have this training center, and now they can actually have proof that they're going to be doing something about it. So, yeah, like, again, I think these guys are just...
Some people are just stupid, though. Like, it's so hard to even talk to them or even negotiate with them, because no matter what you say, if it's not exactly what they want, they will not budge. And, I mean, you know, if you're sitting up in a tree... It would probably be hard to change your mind because you're already there.
You're like me. Here's how I...
You're like, but I'm already sitting in the tree.
Here, let me show you my negotiation method. Get the fuck down or we're going to cut the fucking tree down with you in it. That's it.
And then start the chainsaw.
And then tree back. Fucking fascist jerk. Yeah, all right. All right. We're back to mostly health. I think we're going to call this an episode, baby.
Yeah. You know what I kind of wanted to talk about, though, quickly before we end?
Sure.
I just want to say that I absolutely hate reality TV shows. They're fucking stupid.
American Next Top Model, Wednesday at 8 p.m.
You know, and that one's turned stupid. I'm sorry. It's not as good as it used to be.
Baby.
It's stupid now. Everything's stupid.
Everything's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Stupid. The world's stupid.
Everything's stupid because people think that other people are more stupid than they actually are, but we're not. We're smart. We need some good quality television programming, please. That's my rant.
American Next Top Model, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock.
And... I'm saying that because I watched that P. Diddy.
Oh,
what would
geez.
You do for Diddy? And it was so stupid.
Yeah,
I could not even believe it. It's not so stupid that I'll watch it because it's so stupid. It's so stupid that I don't even want to watch it because it's just stupid.
Okay, now I know where you're coming from because all the shows that are on MTV on cable.
And I liked watching music videos.
Yeah, but they don't show music videos on MTV in Canada.
I don't like that.
They don't. I think
so.
There's no channel
that shows music videos.
There's much music,
like,
and there's much more music.
Yeah, much more music is boring.
Yeah. So,
like sometimes they have good stuff, but
no.
MTV
is just like the channel of shitty reality TV show.
And I used to really like Hulk Hogan when I was little.
I like how you spelled his name too on the paper.
Well, is that wrong?
Tell us how you spelled it. You spelled his first name right?
Hulk Hulgan. How is it spelled?
Can you put that in context, please?
What do you mean?
Could you repeat that, please? Hulk Hogan. That's Hulk. Hulgan.
Stop it.
All right.
Anyway, I used to really like him when I was little. And I really liked Jake the Snake and that Scottish guy that we watched.
Oh, yeah, we watched I made Rochelle watch Hell Comes to Frogtown on Saturday.
What's it called? Say it slower. Sometimes you talk to him really fast.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yeah.
And with a rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, that was so good. And anyway, so now this new reality show with Hulk Hogan and his stupid daughter.
There's one of just him and his daughter because after Hogan Knows Best, his son went to jail and his wife left him. So now it's just him and his daughter.
And like some dude with the worst hairstyle I have ever seen. Like, I would be embarrassed to be hanging out with this guy.
I gotta check out
that. And Hogan is supposed to be all cool and stuff, and he's hanging out with this guy who has the worst style possible. Anyway, I watched maybe like 5 minutes of it, and I was just like, what have you done? You know, like, there's like coming back when you're famous, and you come back and you do something super awesome, and then it's still good. But if you were famous and you were awesome then, and then you come back and you do something stupid, it's like ruining your reputation.
Well, he's
like,
not
he should have just committed suicide or something.
Just die already. Die!
No, but then he would still be awesome.
We're done with you. Just die. Take a dirt nap, you wrestling fuck. Is that what you're saying?
Well, isn't that why a lot of musicians and artists commit suicide? Because it's like they know it's not going to get any better because they already are like super famous and they're just going to get old and suck and no one's going to like them anymore.
Well, if you were talking to me like that, I'd kill myself. Jeez. Oh, man.
No, that's what someone...
Yeah, what'd you get... I'm getting depressed.
Whatever. That's the reason why Marilyn Monroe committed suicide, because, you know, she was so beautiful that if she continued living, she would get old and ugly, and then
is that your opinion, or
no, that's just, I thought that was just common knowledge that's why people do that.
Yeah. Well,
because how old was she, like 20?
No, she was 36 when she, I think 36 when, yeah, she I think she OD'd is the way she did it.
Yeah, but there's so many famous people that I think that's the reason why they do that.
Okay, well,
like,
okay.
Like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix,
okay, first of
Marilyn
all,
Monroe, James Dean.
But all of those are accidents, right?
Sure, accidents.
James Dean, car crash. Well, Kurt Cobain was deliberate. He killed himself. Marilyn Monroe, she OD'd.
Yeah.
Possibly accident, I don't know. And the other one, who's the other one?
Jimi Hendrix?
OD'd.
Yeah.
See, it's just the way it goes. Maybe the reason they are famous is because they died early.
Maybe.
Anyways, we're coming up on an hour.
Okay.
So we're going to cut this fucker short. Oh, bumper tip two. Tip, 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 tip That's right. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. You can check out our voicemail, 206-208-3918. Drop us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. We have a forum you should check out. Tons of stuff going on there. TipTapTip.com/forum. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, we got business cards.
And a they lot are of business. Hot. They're
a lot
so,
of business cards.
They're so nice.
And, yeah.
This person who's a really talented graphic designer designed the cards for us. His name is Eric.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I wanna get like you, right?
Yeah. I want to get stickers. That's the next step. I'm going to be ordering stickers, and then we're going to be...
And we can stick
we're
going to
be
everywhere.
Vandalized the shit of this town. People are going to notice as those assholes are the stickers on babies.
When I was trying to think of, like, good business ideas, I was like, what about, like, really big pieces of post-it notes that you can stick, like, everywhere? Like, like on buildings downtown and... on people's cars, or just like big, huge post-it notes. But then I thought, well, that's like what people do with pieces of paper and tape when they just. But if it was big post notes, it would be even better. You know, like when you just want to tell somebody something, like, I don't know.
Okay, all right, save it for my next one. Save it for the next show.
No, but that was a bad one. No, scratch that one.
That's a really good idea. Anyways, 206-208-3918 is our voicemail. info@tiptaptip.com is our email, tiptaptip.com/forum. Hang out.
Leave us a voicemail, and when you leave us a voicemail, try and do like a fun accent.
Or not.
No, but the fun accent is
all right. Anyways, 206-208-3918 is the number for that. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
Goodbye.